Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
My next guest is trying to access medication for a rare genetic condition. Barry Maloney is with me here on the programme today. Barry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Barry, you might... Not at all. No, delighted to have you and delighted to speak to you on the programme today. You might just explain to listeners or tell us a little bit about your condition, first of all, Barry.
So it's called von Hippel-Lindau disease, or VHL for short. It's a rare genetic condition that causes tumour growth in different parts of the body, such as the eyes, ears, brain, spine, kidney, pancreas and adrenal glands. It's a genetic condition, so that's about it.
Yeah. So this is something when you say genetic condition, it's not just you, Barry. This is something that other family members have had to deal with as well.
Yeah. So my mum was diagnosed with it after she had symptoms of a kidney infection. She had quite severe symptoms and was admitted to hospital, and they found tumours on both of her kidneys, which is quite rare. So she was tested for this genetic condition. Then subsequently, her children, myself and my two brothers, and her seven brothers were all tested for this condition as well. And I was the only one that was diagnosed with VHL.
I see. And in terms of how it impacts you, is it a sort of constant or uncontrollable growth of tumours in the body, or how does that happen, Barry?
So since the age of 11, I've been monitored by Crumlin until I was 16, and then moved to St James's Hospital, where I've monitored getting brain and abdominal scans every year, blood tests every year. The tumour growth is quite slow growing in most of the cases, especially with the kidneys. I was diagnosed first with kidney cancer when I was 18. There was two tumours removed when I was 19, because that's the only treatment at the moment is surgery. Chemotherapy doesn't work on this type of cancer. So the tumours were removed from my right kidney when I was 19. And I had a good few years there without having to have any surgery until 2023. And I had 12 masses then removed from my left kidney.
Oh, gosh.
And since then, that kidney has stopped functioning. And since then as well, my right kidney has more tumour growth. So it is slow growing, but there is constant kidney cancer. Basically, once you get it, it's just constantly recurring.
You've been through, Barry, an awful lot, haven't you? You know, as a young man, like you've gone through an awful lot with this.
Yeah, definitely. It's I even noticed like the first time I had my surgery, I was 19, so I was fit and healthy, reasonably healthy at that age. By the time I had my second surgery, obviously I had one child, and I was not as fit as I used to be, so the recovery from that surgery was quite difficult. So it has been a tough couple of years, especially since I found out that the new tumours on my right kidney, if they're removed, that will be the last surgery I would probably be able to have, just with regards to the kidney function. Many surgeries on a kidney obviously can negatively affect that, the function of that. So,
it's a lot to take in and a lot to process. And as you said, Barry, surgery is really the answer here, as opposed to, I know people would hear people talk about, you know, chemotherapy and radiation and all that goes with that. About access to drug treatment and medication?
So at the moment, there is one drug on the market for this disease specifically. It was approved by the European Medicines Agency back in 2025. The National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics did an assessment here in Ireland of this drug to see how cost effective the funding of this drug would be here in Ireland. And their recommendation was that this drug should not be considered for reimbursement unless the cost effectiveness can be improved relative to the existing treatments, so the existing treatment being surgery. And in my case, the existing treatment would result in obviously another surgery, but after that, there would be no more options for me, and my kidney function obviously will eventually fail and I will end up on dialysis.
What's the name of this?
The drug is called belzutifan.
Belzutifan. So for you, when really surgery, further surgeries isn't an option, we have a drug, a new drug that would allow you to basically treat the condition, really, or manage the condition, Barry. Would that be a fair description?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So belzutifan is there and it's available in some parts of Europe, but not here in Ireland.
So it's been approved by the NHS and in Spain as well. So they have seen that the impact to the person's life is obviously more important than the cost of the treatment. You know, and that's why I'm speaking today, is to try and make sure that the HSE obviously take the NCPE's recommendation into consideration, because obviously it's based on the figures, but to also look at myself and all the other patients out there and say, you know, there is an impact to the patient's life if they don't get that treatment. I'm speaking out now because I want this to be approved before it's too late for me.
Absolutely, yeah. And your condition, VHL or von Hippel-Lindau, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Barry. Do we have any idea roughly how many people across the country have been diagnosed with this condition?
Statistically, it's about 1 in 36,000 people. So you're talking about less than 200 people here in Ireland have this condition.
Okay.
Now, obviously, it could be more than that. It's as I was saying, like I was fit and healthy before my first surgery, and so you don't really know until it's gone too far a lot of the time whether you have this condition, unless you're being monitored.
Yeah, but like obviously, I mean, you want every fight and chance, like everybody else, and here we have a drug that is available, belzutifan, and you want to try and get your hands on it. I mean, your doctors and medics that you're dealing with, have they given you any explanation as to why?
So basically, because of the cost of the drug, it is a very, very expensive drug, and that's based on the fact that it's for a very rare condition, so the market is not massive for the drug supplier, which is understandable. Obviously, the amount of research and development that went into it is another reason why the drug is so expensive. But the doctors have, the only advice that doctors have kind of said is, have you considered moving to England? And obviously for me, I've two small kids, I have a job here, I have, my life is here, and no one should have to be forced to leave their country just to prevent them from going on dialysis.
So the medic's advice actually was, have you thought about moving country as opposed to bringing the drug to you?
Yeah, well, I suppose not up to the doctors here, it's down to the HSE to look at funding that as part of the drugs payment scheme. And
well, Barry, in advance of talking to you today, we've contacted the Department of Health to try and find out, you know, what is the story of the situation for you and for other people that are looking to try and get the belzutifan. And they've come back to us here today, this lunchtime, with a statement to say that the Department of Health, it's a fairly long statement, and I'm very happy to send it on to you. It's about a page and a half, but just to give you the main points of it, they say the Department of Health is committed to furthering the Programme for Government's work and access to new and innovative medicines. The Department's work closely following has been following closely the pricing and reimbursement process of this drug, the belzutifan. The HSE received an application for pricing and reimbursement on the 6th of March 2025 from the applicant for the drug, indicated as monotherapy for the treatment of adult patients with this condition who require therapy for local renal canal, central nervous system, and for various different elements of it. The application is currently under consideration by the HSE and no comment can be made at this stage regarding potential outcomes of the ongoing process. What would you say to the Minister for Health if she's listening today?
I suppose I want to be able to play outside with my kids and I want to have a normal life. I don't want to be ending up on dialysis. I know people have functioning lives on dialysis, but right now I'm a completely fit and healthy person. And I'm looking towards, in the next 5 years, I will be on dialysis, spending 15 to 25 hours a week hooked up to a machine, not being able to eat what I want or drink whatever I want. And just my life is going to be completely different, whereas I could be taking 3 tablets every day.
Yeah.
And prevent that from happening.
That's the benefit of that drug to you and others with VHL condition. Barry, listen, I really appreciate you getting in touch with us and sharing your story with us in the programme, because I know it's not easy to do for you and your family, but we do really appreciate your time and best of luck with everything and look after yourself. And if there is any change or update, please do let us know. Barry Maloney there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.